Hump Day is finally here. Hey, America. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. You can throw in your 2 cents on the budget. Think we can cut some fat out of this budget, or is it just simply impossible? There's nothing left to cut. $3.7 trillion. There's nothing we can cut out of this budget. Come on. How much fat is there in the government? A lot. I think we could easily find $500 billion. I don't know. Pick a number. Any number. I bet you I could fit that number in. I'm positive. And that's why NPR knows. Whew. Thank goodness we got a reprieve. Vivian Schiller, she's in charge of NPR, wrote a glowing love note to the president for keeping his paws off of NPR and including funding for public broadcasting, giving him the old vote of confidence. In the budget, it included $451 million for the Corporation for Public Broadcasting for the 2-year appropriation as well, not to bore you with all the nonsense in between 2014, an increase of $6 million. So then you mash that up all together and you think of the money that the stations get, how it's doled out, and how the local NPR stations get money. Now, I mean, to me, there is some good programming. There's been some great reporters on NPR. I'm not slamming it to the ground, but you can't say that NPR doesn't have a natural bias. I mean, come on. Of course it does. So the taxpayers are funding NPR, and with all this nonsense about the fairness doctrine and people saying, screw what's happening with Fox and the mainstream media, and, you know, it's ridiculous. Well, you know what? NPR is getting public funding to report a certain way about the government. I mean, because let's face it, where do you think these stories go? Where do you think they go? So, NPR, how many listeners do they have? They say 38 million listeners nationwide. So, wouldn't NPR have an easy time getting advertisers? Wouldn't they? Do they need taxpayer money? Couldn't we save some money there? I mean, I know I'm going to get slaughtered for suggesting that, as I did on a previous hour of NPR, a previous hour of ATN. Very different, those three letters, than NPR. I know I'm getting slaughtered. I can't wait to open the mailbag. And as I said, all things considered, I like some of the programs on NPR. Some of the commentators use words that I have to look up. And I'm not a dummy. So I'm just saying, you can't have it both ways. Can't have it both ways. But, hey, somebody liked the budget, and it was Vivian Schiller, the head of NPR. She told the president that Americans need NPR. She's so grateful and knows that it's a challenge in these times. It's difficult, and she feels very pleased that NPR will get funding in this budget. The president knows, of course, he's taking heat, not just from Republicans, not just from someone, let's say, conservatives who aren't Republicans, not from just people in the middle, but people on the left, 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 and more left. They don't like the fact that anything's really being cut in some of these programs. So they think there's too much cutting. Obama says this when it comes to his budget.
What we've done is we've taken a scalpel to the discretionary budget rather than a machete.
Scalpel rather than a machete. I think they need to get out a bigger scalpel then. Or a Swiss Army knife, I don't know. But maybe not a machete, but whatever is a step down from a machete then. I have a pole saw. That might work. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you?
Thanks for hanging through. What's on your mind?
Well, I think some of these guys in Congress, they need to be like that little Indian girl. They need about 13 toes to count this deficit because they run out of it when they get up there.
That's right.
You know, NPR, I don't know. I don't know what I could do. I would sure miss Nita Totenberg telling me that she wished Vice President Cheney would get AIDS. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have her around to tell me, give me good information like that.
You don't think she's objective?
Yeah. Well, you know, and a gentleman mentioned last hour about cutting the budget 10%. You know, that's not all that crazy.
No.
You know, that's much more realistic than anybody wants to believe. But here's the thing of it, Kate. We have a president who doesn't believe in our system. He's a socialist. He wants everybody, the lower income range of folks, he wants the redistribution of income and wealth to them. He wants health care for those people to come and go as they please and cost them nothing. He wants to take money from people who have earned it and give it to people who have not. That's all we need to understand about this guy. I mean, you can't be that far in debt and have a conference or a meeting with the press and say you want to make more investment. In other words, more spending.
Right, with the high-speed rail that we don't even know where the money's coming from.
What the hell's going on with that?
Yeah, you can't.
I mean, I don't. The guy doesn't believe in our system, or he wouldn't say stupid stuff like that.
I agree that you can't say one thing on one hand where you go in the State of the Union address and talk about we need the jobs and the education, and then we're going to have this high-speed rail, and we need the technology, we need the science, we need more investment in that. But where's that money coming from? We're, like you said, where we're bleeding. Our deficit is now equal to the spending, basically. We're on par for zero and then some. It's ridiculous.
Well, if we keep this up, you know, in 5 or 6 years, we're going to be close to 100% of GNP.
I know. That's the scare. That's what I was referring to. That's ridiculous. It's crazy. Nothing from nothing is nothing. This is the definition of insanity. It is. I think we're at a stalemate. I think that we might actually see a government shutdown, even if it's just for a couple of days. We might see that.
We don't have anything to produce a product and a service anymore. Mm. We're all paper. We're all debt. And I don't understand why people in government don't understand that.
Yeah, I don't get that either. You know, in any job, Dale, thank you. As always, it's fun to talk to you on the air. We appreciate your calls. Thanks. And thanks for hanging through. I don't understand the simple mathematics that it doesn't mesh with the people in Washington. Think of any job. Think of having to come up with a budget. How do you run a company? How do you run a government? I mean, how do you do it?
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects. It's safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio?
Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
You can sing the country song. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
All right, so more of a breakdown on the budget. That seems to be the focus here on America Tonight. Trust me, I would love nothing better than to get off the whole budget stuff, but how can you? I mean, how can you? It's just so asinine. I was thinking, what's the best word to describe what's happening? And that's it. That's the word that I've come up with. That's it. It doesn't make any sense. And just cut the fat. Just cut the duplication. Or do the 10%. Tomas, a caller to the show from Michigan, says 10%. Cut the 10%. Cut the crap and cut the 10%. What happens? Okay, you got to cut the 10% or else we can't have all these jobs. Lose the jobs or cut the 10%. Across the board, everybody has cut out 10%. Do that. It works. It works. There'd be money back. Doesn't make any sense. We cannot continue to go down this path. And the counterattack to that is, well, but, you know, 10 years, and we go 15 years, and then 20 years, and then we'll be balanced. No, there's no 20 years. We don't have 20 years. We don't have 20 years. And Social Security, just so you know, it's not going to be there. You all know that, right? We're all going to be working at McDonald's. I'm going to have no teeth, and I'm going to be serving Whoppers. Or it's not Whoppers, it's Big Macs. So I guess I wouldn't last too long. I mean, seriously, we're not going to be doing it because we're bored in retirement. It's because we need necessity. It's like when you see that commercial IMG, and they carry the numbers. I hate that commercial because it freaks me out. Where you see the people, and they're walking around with giant numbers. It's not the giant numbers. It's the amount of the giant numbers. Like $2 million. What do you need to retire? Basically, $2 million. How much are you going to need to retire to just be have a normal life? I'm not saying to live where you're on the back of a yacht somewhere. I'm saying where you just can live, where you can afford to put some gas in the car, where you can afford to go to the movies. You can afford groceries. It's very frightening. The big picture. Doesn't it look so good? It doesn't. We're going to go to Betty in Kentucky in a second, but Betty, first, hang on in the wings first, because I want everyone to hear this. This is little Timmy Geithner, not a fan of the Secretary of the Treasury. I don't think he should have had that gig in the first place. He was too tied to Wall Street, but anyway, he has the gig. He's been there for a while. He defends the president's budget, as he should, because he's one of the president's men. But listen to him getting peppered by the guys on the Hill. Check it out.
This budget is a missed opportunity. As I look through this budget proposal, I'm left wondering if there wasn't a printing error because it looks almost identical to last year's budget. We again have massive tax increases now totaling $1.9 trillion that will hit small businesses, middle-class families, American employers with worldwide operations, and investment income. The very investments we need to jumpstart the economy.
The budget presents a detailed, multi-year plan to cut spending and reduce deficits. Our deficits are too high. They are unsustainable. And left unaddressed, these deficits will hurt economic growth and make us weaker as a nation. We have to restore fiscal responsibility and go back to living within our means.
The insistence on the overall tax increase for the upper income did increase the deficit, and that money was borrowed in order to do it. And so to come back now and to talk about savings, it seems to be a dramatic inconsistency in supporting both of those themes.
Those temporary tax cuts were expensive. We can't afford to make them permanent. And I agree that if we're going to make cuts in spending, as we have to do, we want to make sure that those savings go to support investments and cutting future deficits, not sustaining tax cuts for the top 2% of Americans that we can't afford.
All right, so we're back to the rich and the cuts, and yeah. We're back to a budget that just doesn't work. We're back to a budget where now the line in the sand has been drawn and there is a threat to shut down the government, the veto threat. The Republican spending bill has now caused more than a family feud. It's beyond the Hatfield and the McCoys at this point, but that's not necessarily anything new, except for the fact that the president had a news conference. He never has news conferences. At the news conference, here's the quote, "There should be no reason at all for a government shutdown over budgetary debates." But the reason he said that is because there is a very good chance of that. Why? Tuesday night, the Office of Management and Budget, you've heard of them, they announced the president's threat to veto a continuing resolution bill. What does that continuing resolution bill do? Remember, it was introduced by the Republicans to keep the government funded past March 4th. So if that doesn't happen, well, of course, then there's going to be a government shutdown. Do you get a Social Security check? Do you get anything from the government that you need? Mostly it's a security check, I'm thinking, for most people. Well, you know, you're not going to get it if the government shuts down for however long. All right, patiently waiting in the wings. Betty in Kentucky, hello.
Hello. The world is in a mess. Our country is, there's no words to describe it. And some of the problems are, first of all, we've become very lazy. When I was a young person, I would go to the dentist. There would be the dentist, the hygienist, which handed him his tool, and the secretary, the receptionist. Now if I go to the dentist, there's the dentist that drills the tooth out. There's another helper that puts the filling in and grinds it off. There's another person that numbs you up. There's three secretaries in the front office that just sit there with the computers. And all of these people aren't on task all of the time. You know, their job is part of the time they're just standing around or talking or chit-chat.
Right.
You go to the doctor, the same thing. There's all kinds of people. The doctor now has to have a physician's assistant, you know, someone to do part of his work because that way he has more free time to stand around or sit or whatever, drink coffee. We've become a very lazy nation. Also, we're preoccupied. it amazes me that someone can get rich by starting a website called AshleyMadison.com, which is all about adultery, you know? People go there because they want to cheat on their spouses. I find that just really, really strange. I think we need to cut the taxes by cutting out all the perks for Congress. Their senators and their representatives, they don't need a retirement plan. They don't need a health care plan after they leave the Congress. If they want to go up there and work for a term and then go back to the real world and work and have their insurance and whatever, that's fine. They're stumbling over top of each other trying to get those jobs. So see how many will want those jobs if they don't have all those perks. I'd say they still be fighting to get the jobs because once they get in there, they get connections and they get to do a lot of under the table dealings. They know what's going to happen when and it's sort of like insider trading. So I don't think that they need to be paid or anything. I think you get enough people that would want to do that job for free. So that would take a lot of money.
There you go. What if you got some people that were willing to take less because they had amassed whatever fortunes or whatever, and almost like city councils in local government, but the argument would be that, well, they have to devote too much time, and you can't expect that, and blah, blah, blah. But
I
definitely...
I know. As long as I can get people to do it.
I agree. The question is, and here's the fundamental problem. We want the best people. We don't have the best people right now. So what would it take to get the best people? I don't know that you would get the best people in if they worked for nothing. But if they didn't work for, I think they could work for less. I think certently everybody could take a 10% cut. Certainly all the congressmen and the senators could take that cut. They could afford to do that.
Thing, both parties, the Republican Party and the Democratic Party, are totally against Sarah Palin. I think that the men have run the world all these eons, so give a woman a chance. Who knows? It might get better.
Betty, all right. Thanks for the call. Betty says, let's give a woman a chance. The guys have screwed it up, so why don't we let a woman run the government? Well, remember, Hillary Clinton was trying on the Democratic side, but Obama got elected. And there certainly have been Republican women who have come out, but have not been on the ticket. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Coming up, we're gonna talk more budget. Actually, I'm gonna check some emails and go to the mailbag, in other words. And also, we're gonna take a few more calls here on America Tonight. You know, you can always throw in your 2 cents. It's pretty easy. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Or do the email thing, because we're getting ready to check the mailbag. Before we take some calls and do all of that stuff, let's hear what Roger Madden's take is on the budget.
Yesterday, President Obama sent over to the House of Representatives his 2012 budget. The budget is based on the socialist belief that as long as you keep providing the American people with benefits, no matter the consequences, they won't squeal. This is Roger Madden, and this is what I think. President Obama's 2012 budget anticipates serious increases in taxes over the next 10 years, but does not address the entitlements of Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. So according to the Obama budget, by year 2020, the American people will, for the first time, address how we are going to deal with 60% of current spending. Does this bore you? Well, that's exactly what President Obama wants to do. His hope is that, after listening to him and the Republicans in the House, the American people will finally throw up their hands and turn to more mundane matters like how to find a job. The trouble is that President Obama's budget is directly tied to unemployment. As long as his theory of government is to impose more taxes on individuals and companies, the chances of reducing unemployment become less. It wasn't by coincidence that yesterday it was also announced that a German bank was considering the purchase of the New York Stock Exchange. Yes, the New York Stock Exchange, the symbol of America's financial prowess, is being purchased by a company whose country we happen to have beaten to a pulp 55 years ago. You would think this is a wake-up call to all Americans that we better start dealing with our fiscal problems. President Obama, the socialist, is betting otherwise. This is Roger Madden, and that's what I think.
Wow, Roger, calling the president a socialist, that's twice now on this show. More than twice. We've heard that a few times, and it is scary. It's funny because Alan Canada brought this up to me last week, and I poo-pooed the idea, saying, there'd be a revolt. Nobody wants to see that happen with the New York Stock Exchange. But the fact of the matter is, because of where we're headed, there is that possibility. There have been discussions. So you would still get the stocks through the New York Stock Exchange, but guess who would have the motherload? guess who would have really technically ownership? Yeah, Germany. That just seems so off to me. And there were discussions about Toronto and London, which is what Al was originally calling about and saying, yeah, what about this deal? Well, that's what the problem is because of where we've been headed. The idea is, okay, the one with the most money swoops up, merges, and then it flourishes a lot more. I don't think it'll happen. I hope it doesn't happen. That's how I feel about that. I would hate to see the New York Stock Exchange jump in bed with Germany. But there is, I guess, a slight opportunity for that. There have been a few people who have said, ooh, no way, but there is that chance. All right, so let's take a few calls here, and then we're going to go to the email. How about Dan in Minnesota? Hello, Dan.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Danny?
Not too bad. I just wanted to make a comment and ask a question if I could.
Sure.
The comment was, I was listening to the program now, and I follow it a lot at night, and I thought about what my mom used to tell me, that there was this magic money tree, and you could take money off of it. And I thought maybe we could go there to get the government back online. But then I remembered they clear cut that forest, so the tree's not there anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. And the question I had was, when that stuff was happening in Egypt, Clinton was mute. She kind of stayed and just sat back and watched it unfold.
Yeah. You know,
as a policy. But when the other day when the news came out about Iran, she was on the TV, pledging support for the people that were, fundamentalists that were trying to renew the government, she was taking a side basically. And I don't understand why she would do that with Iran, but not Egypt, unless it's because she wants more people on our side, like a playground fight, because we don't like Iran.
You answered the question. Because we don't like Ahmadinejad, the threat of, we're developing a nuke. Oh, no, we're not developing a nuke, but we think you are developing a nuke. Yeah, there is no love loss with Ahmadinejad, so you're right. Absolutely. Because of him and the threat, I think that he poses, that she has no trouble taking the legs out of Iran. However, with Egypt, it was very strange what happened with Egypt. Nothing was said. Then there was this argument about the president was not saying anything, and then all of a sudden he was supporting the people in the streets, and a lot of that came out of the State Department. So absolutely, yeah. So what's good for Egypt isn't good for Iran because of the reasons of Ahmadinejad.
Yeah, and the policy of big government gets in it because we've been back in Egypt and we need an Israeli, and he won't support that. So that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Okay. It's interesting. And thanks for listening so much, Dan. We appreciate that. But in Iran, and this was brought up earlier, in Iran, they're talking about executing the protesters. You know that, right? The Iranian lawmakers are, of course, denouncing the protest in Tehran, and they're calling for the execution of two of the opposition guys who have really, I'll call it, stirred the pot or incited the demonstrations, according to state-run. Here's the key, what I'm saying here. I'm going to say again, state-run press TV. Yeah. So the Iranian parliament issued some chants against those leaders. And who are those leaders? The former presidential candidates. Mousavi was one of them, remember? Karoubi was the other one. And they want him out of the way. That's what the answer is. They don't care. They just want him gone. At least 66 people were executed in January. Did you know that? Most of the executions were carried out, they say, for drug offenses, although three involved political prisoners. Uh-huh. Let's move on to Shelley in Michigan. Hey, Shelley.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good. How about you?
Not bad. It's actually warming up. We're going to have like 54 degrees tomorrow.
Oh, that's like a shorts weather in Michigan.
Yes, it is, and we're going to have a mudslide because there's lots of snow.
Don't wear your flip-flops.
Exactly. Any I have two thoughts now because I was listening to your the commentary you had, but I wanted to go with my first thought, actually how we can lower the deficit. My commentary, my thought on this, there are only two professions in life that can keep, the people can keep their job 75% of the time and be wrong 75% of the time, and they're meteorologists and congressmen. And especially in Michigan, they call it lake effect snow, and they're not responsible for that. And you get dumped on with 12 inches when you don't expect anything but 1 inch. And that's pretty much Congress. They have all kinds of predictions, but they're usually wrong. And
right.
I think that for us to lower the deficit, there should be a hiring freeze on Congress for 20 years. And after 20 years, the people that want to work there really want to be there.
That's true. But here's the problem. They're so incompetent. We want them. We don't want the ones that are in there now. What do we do? And then with the election process, the problem is shorter term limits, Shelley. Shorter.
I totally agree. Yes,
less
absolutely.
Pay them, pay them less. I mean, listen, what, not for nothing, $200,000 plus to be a senator because you get on these committees, and like I said, then you retire full benefits. If
I become
Senator Delaney, I'm in there for one term, and then I don't get reelected, or I decide, forget it, I don't want to go to fundraisers, I don't want to have to deal with that nonsense, I'm out. I'm getting that money. I retire with that full amount of money.
You're getting health insurance for the rest of your life.
Yes. And
what's
my family, everybody.
Picture?
Yep, but nobody else is. The rest of America isn't. So, of course, we can pass affordable health care, whatever you want to do, that's fine. I mean, that's the problem because they're not living it. That's it. They're not living it.
And I don't know when we became a monarchy, but I think it's happened within the past 40 to 50 years. The only time they talk to the lowlifes, which we are, the voters, is when they're trying to get elected, and then they just go back to their little kingdom. But
that's true, a little fiefdom, yeah.
But anyway, I wanted to also make a comment on Wall Street being purchased. Oh, my gosh, the New York Stock Exchange being purchased by Germany. That's a major problem. I mean, that really shows that the U.S. dollar is being seriously devalued.
Yes.
China owns us. Now Germany wants to. Did Hitler win?
Yeah, not so funny, but so true. Yes, absolutely. In fact, that's what I said. I just blew off Al. Like, are you kidding? That's not going to happen. But then I started to ask some questions, and of course, I'm sure it's being reported now that it wasn't just Toronto. I mean, it wasn't just Toronto and London. We're talking about the New York Stock Exchange. You've got to be kidding me. We're seriously in trouble.
And that also means Congress, who, if you look at all of the background where we had this major economic debacle, both candidates on both sides, both Obama and McCain, got funding from AIG.
Yeah, the three dreaded letters, go figure. Shelley, great call as always. Nice to chat with you. Thanks for throwing in your two. Anybody else who wants to join the party, you can certainly do that, 800-259-5791. Hang with us.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G.
LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LESIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, out-of-leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
America Tonight, the name of the show. You want to jump on board, 800-259-5791. You know, whenever somebody gets heckled nowadays because of flip phones and everything else, boom, immediately it's on YouTube, especially if it's someone well-known or it's a politician. If you're in politics, you have to be, I think, pretty good at handling the hecklers now, because that's life, baby. We don't like what's happening, and there's people that are just dying. Then you get the nuts. So you have the people like all of us now talking the way we're talking during this show, furious over the budget and incompetence and everything else. And we're venting. We're stringing sentences together, though, I think, and making sense from Dan in Minnesota and Shelley and Betty and so on and so forth, right? But then you take the frustrations and then you toss it on to someone who's a little nutty, and they have no fear. I mean, they have no fear. They'll just go, boom, and heckle. So we got a heckle moment coming up. Plus, text this. Yeah, text this. We're going to see how young Matt does, because he's under 30. He has got to up his game, and I'm going to help the rest of you if you're not good at the texting deal. As I said, it's the worst when you get a text and you have no idea. You look at the letters. A-B-A-B-R-Z. I swear to God, I got that text. What is that? I have no clue. I still can't figure it out. I can't figure it out. And speaking of figuring it out, Bernie Madoff gave his first interview since being locked up. And, of course, he's bitter. So in his first interview, he's going after people because this is what he says. He says, listen, he insists his family knew nothing about what was going on. They knew nothing. See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. We just get the money. We don't care how you get it, Pops. But anyway, so he says they know nothing about his crimes. They didn't know anything. But the banks and the hedge funds, he said they had to know. They had to know. Because the returns were just too darn high. They had to know. All right, let's go to David in Texas. Hello, David.
Hello, you, President Kate. And very gorgeous President Pat.
What's on your mind, David?
Oh, besides heckling you, I don't know. long day. Long day today.
A long day. You know what? Do you do one thing? Don't you do a couple of different things?
What do you mean?
What do you do for a living? You do a couple of different things, don't you, or no?
Yeah, I do. I drive a truck part-time, and I drive a charter bus part-time. So.
So you're tired probably from all that.
I do two part-time jobs, and then I have a house that I take care of, and an elderly parent.
Oh, yeah. Wow, so you're exhausted.
Yeah. Don't forget, I got two cats. You just got that one pooch.
By the way, that's right. Mahalo's good. Mahalo is sleeping. He's sleeping behind me right now as we speak.
Oh, that's bull rotten puppy.
I think it's a pretty good life, right? You get fed, you sleep, you hang out. It's good.
You get put out, you get let out to go take care of your business, yeah.
Right. Somebody brushes you, somebody walks you. It's a good deal if you can find it.
Oh, yeah. They're just as expensive. Animals are just as expensive as kids, so I consider my animals my kids.
Yeah, you know what? You're right about that, especially if they get sick, like if you have to have an operation. Boy, I've heard some horror stories with dogs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for sure.
Yeah. I'm really not too thrilled about that there's, for the end of this season, there's no more no score for now. I'm not really thrilled about the... pardon me for a lack of a better word, the idiot in the Oval Office's budget.
The budget's, yeah, this budget's not going to fly, and then the problem becomes, does the government shut down? Does the government shut down because now you have the veto power and you have the line in the sand, and I think we're gonna slam into a wall here real quick.
Well, you know, it really annoys me that they're taxing Social Security. They're double dipping into the Social Security because we got people coming over here who come over here and retire, and we pay their retirement out of our Social Security that we paid for it. They didn't pay in, but they're getting money of it. And they're trying to take more money from Social Security and other plans to pay for these people that jump on SSI or Medicaid or welfare, basically. I don't really understand that. I'm still to the point where I might be. You know, I've been unemployed for 2 months straight, but I would go and do part-time or temporary work to supplement. I'm not going to sit around and be on welfare.
Right.
And like I said, I've got two part-time jobs it's annoying because the one seems to think that they own me. They can work me. They seem to think they can work me full time, and only pay me part time benefits, which means no benefits, basically. And the other one, they seem to think they can just call and I was supposed to jump and run. Both of them really did.
Yeah, and unfortunately, a lot of people can relate to what you're saying because they're in the same situation. That it's 1099 employees, don't have to pay the benefits, need the job. Yeah.
Well, you know, I've already let it be known that I've got no problem with, if need be, I kind of basically could have went back in the military, and all I've got really to do is one piece of paperwork. And I was supposed to meet up with a recruiter the other day to turn in that paperwork so that I could possibly go back in the military. But I also have the option of, if I really wanted to, be gone 3 weeks at a time from the house. And, of course, family members, my elderly parent and other family members are trying to keep me from, or they're trying to encourage me not to do that because I guess they don't want to take on more
right. They don't want to take
bills.
On the responsibility, yeah.
I would still be paying the bills, but
right.
You know, they don't want to take on the responsibility of coming over and checking on her.
Mm. David, I feel for you. You're in the situation that so many Americans are in. Hang in there, brother. Thanks for sharing. We're up against it, but a lot of people could echo the same thing that David is saying to us, just about trying to juggle all those jobs. All right, text this. This will get a smile on your faces. Let's see if Matt can answer. We're going to give you one big one, Matt, so you have one chance. Are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
Okay, TTL.
Talk to you later.
No. Time what? To live. Time to live.
Oh, TTL.
It
like
is
Lyle,
some TTL, folks. It is time
to
live. Text that to everyone you know. TTL.
Oh, man. Talk radio.
Yes, talk radio.
So boring, man.
Okay.
I'm stupid, you're smart,